so on. While in my room, the Pandian officer had slept in my room. Go ahead. I don't know, anyway. We spent the first night, before they really arrived. They came early in the morning, and that night before they arrived, we didn't sleep in our room, we slept in the barn or something like that. Anyway, the room was untouched. Was not, the doors pulled out because an officer was in there. The only thing, the auto had emptied my rucksack, which was in the floor, a small pile of things, goodies on the floor. And I had written a dissertation for a doctor's degree, and which I couldn't finish when we left Penny, but I had carried that with me. I had, since it had lots of thicker stuff than Penny in it, I had written all the thickest words cut out. Yeah, it was, you know, when you ever see a censored letter, that's the way the entire thing looks. And it wasn't touched, it was lying there in my closet with everything else. And the only thing missing was my slideshow.
Okay.
The slideshow was gone. Mm-hmm. And instead, there was a wristwatch where the band was broken or so, was lying on the bedside table, right,
from
that office.
From that office,
yeah. Was an ordnance wristwatch. Mm-hmm. And I used that ordnance wristwatch until I came to the United States.
And from this town, we'll probably keep it fairly short now, yeah, because you want to never like to go too long, and it's the first time around. From that town, then, you went with the other Germans into the...
And they picked us
up to
Oberammergau.
Took it over Oberammergau?
Yeah. There was one in the meeting day, but then...
Yeah, then Oberammergau.
No,
there.
Wait a minute.
Not Oberammergau.
That Oberammergau is talking to you.
Yeah, he's talking to you.
Yeah. And that's where they, in Garmisch-Partenkirchen, they had once in a while questions.
Do you remember any of the Americans that you met? Do you have any recollections of those?
No, there were Americans and Russians and Turkish.
Mm-hmm. And you were interrogated by these very
people.
And from there, where did you go then?
And as I said, we stood there for about 3 months. Mm-hmm. They, six weeks before I left, they closed that, they picked out a few people to go to the English to get the tools.
Yeah, that's the Cook Staffing. You didn't go there?
No.
No.
And they also had picked up some bombs, mm-hmm, for negotiations. And that is an interesting story. There I have a book. It was funny, when we came into that Garmisch-Partenkirchen, it was a former staff building of the German army. And they even had a few bottles of red wine in the cellar. And when we came there, we explored the entire building. We found that wine, we found a sea rose and stuff. In last 1 to 2, we found even female and male rope of the German officers and things like that. So we were used to explore, find out everything, until we didn't find anything anymore, so we quit. And then after they picked up some bombs, went into some barns to find out if he had left something behind, something to eat, thing to smoke, you know. And when I come into his room, all doors were also empty, and lots of waste papers lying around the floor. it's a floor and there was nothing. It was like in that room until I saw in one corner a which looked like a report, 6-7 carpet and pages. And I picked it up and looked at it, and it said, I can say it in English. A survey of the liquid rocket in development in Germany and the future prospects. And I read this thing, and it covered very good the history, you know, starting from small rockets to 200 kg. You know, we call it the force at that time, auto kg. To the A4, everything and what facilities were necessary to do all that and things of that sort. And then the future prospect included already satellites and piloted satellites. A lot of the things we have now. Yeah, and I wrote a report about that.
You have that report, too?
I have it somewhere.